Just real quick before we get to the top of the hour, heard this story in Dan's 4 o'clock newscast. American Airlines is implementing a new system to ensure that passengers do not board early. In other words, cut line. The airline has been, really, New York Post, the airline has been piloting a system that will audibly flag when someone tries to board before their designated boarding group has been called.
Have you ever watched this in real time where someone is just standing there minding their own business way up in the A boarding group and then they go to scan it and the flight attendant says, I'm sorry, this says you're in the C boarding group. This is A. And this, the reaction is universal, almost like when a referee calls a flag on a player in every NFL game. The person goes, I'm C? They always act like they didn't know. Yes, you do.
I said A.
Lies.
Now, I will say this. When we were coming back from a foreign destination a couple of weeks ago, apparently I'm not allowed to talk about these things.
Why aren't you?
Because you guys make fun of me.
No.
And so does the text line. But anyway, we flew back on Southwest, and I was B57.
Okay.
And, you know, it goes 1 through 60, A, B, and C groups. I was B57. So there's a B58, 59, and 60. And
there's also B52s.
That's true, but nobody likes that. Except Mackie. T was C1. So there were three people technically between us. But I'm like, that's silly. You know, just stand with me and we'll go on together. And they wouldn't. I mean, there were three people between me and her.
Right.
I'm B57, she's C1.
Right.
They would not let her board.
You are kidding me.
Until the other three people had gone past us.
You can't be jumping the line.
Well, okay, when I think jumping the line, I think you're supposed to be way at the back in C because you didn't set your alarm, which I do now 24 hours ahead of time,
right,
to check in.
That's
so I
correct.
Don't end up being C.
24 hours and 5 minutes.
That's
so you can
not,
get logged
it's
in
not
and ready.
My problem that you did not plan ahead. That to me is jumping the line when you pretend you're A and you're like, oh, I must be in the front row. I had no idea.
No, we
did.
That's
not what you did. Trying to stay with your seatmate two
right.
slots. I would allow that.
And then I lied, and because the guy at the gate said, I'm sorry, but you're C1. And then she just mouthed something to me because I was standing by the door to go down the jetway. And I looked at the guy and I go, that's my wife. I just want to sit with my wife. Well, she's not my wife. And I did want to sit
my
with her.
Wife.
My wife.
I was going to say, that's not my wife.
I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
It's way funnier if you say it in that accent.
She's not with me.
With Sacha Baron Cohen.
Anyways, so quoting here from the airlines in a statement, we are in the early phase of testing new technology used during the boarding process. Passengers who try to board early, who I think this story indicates are known by the airlines as, quote,
known jumpers.
They're known as gate lice.
Okay.
Okay, we should tase them.
Wow.
Right before you walk on to the, yes, they should be tased.
I was thinking public shaming was maybe a step too far.
No.
And you said, let's public shame and tase.
If you're jumping from C to A routinely and then playing dumb and pretending like you don't understand how the Southwest cattle call works.
Where do we aim the taser? Up there or down there?
Right in the face!
In the face! No, not you, Fat Jesus, the other guy.
I mean, I don't know. Ask Rob Riggle where you aim it.
Nobody, I've never been tased, but nobody gets tased in a flattering look. It's kind of like when you're, and nobody's face ever freezes on Zoom. Have you ever noticed that? In a flattering way.
No, you are so right.
If your face ever, yeah, that's right, Dan. If your face ever freezes on Zoom, it looks like this. There's always one eye closed and your mouth is always agape. And then it stays frozen like that, and you look like a moron. Anyway.
Public shaming at the gate.
It'll let off an error beep if you jump.
No. No, no.
Wait,
it's
just got a beep?
No, it's gotta be something that is universal that everyone knows. No, not even wah wah.
Ooga.
No, it can be an ooga, but it's gotta say, we have a line jumper here. It can't just be a ding. If I hear a ding when they've scanned your ticket, I think you've stolen something or I don't know. I don't think you're
gate
a line jumper.
Detected. Gate lice detected.
Right.
Gate jumper. 2 o'clock.
Somebody doesn't like me on the text line very much.
Why do you look at that thing?
Because it's funny. Does Scott perform regular exercises so he can put his head that far up his keister?
Okay, that is funny.
That is some serious flexibility.
You got to stretch. You might pull something.
Yeah. Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum. That's coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.